Welcome everyone to this WebSphere Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is class and class loader leak analysis using IBM Class Loader Analyzer. Today's presenter is Jinu Hong. Jinu is a software engineer, inventor, and author. He joined IBM in 1995 and worked with IBM Global Learning Services, IBM Consulting Services, and development teams prior to his current position. Mr. Hong is an IBM certified solution developer and a Sun certified programmer for the Java platform. He is the architect and developer of numerous tools and the author of the book, C Programming for Novices, as well as a number of webcasts and articles. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Jinu. You may begin.
Thank you, David. Hello, everyone. My name is Jinu Hong. I am the presenter of today's topic, Class and Class Loader Leak Analysis using the IBM Class Loader Analyzer. The IBM Class Loader Analyzer allows you to analyze Java classes, Java class loaders, and also Java libraries from Java class trace files and also IBM Java core files. We can diagnose class leaks, class loader leaks, and class cast exceptions and other class loader related problems with this tool. Currently, this tool is offered for free of charge and is provided as is without warranty or support of any kind. Let me talk about what we are going to cover today. Page 2, please. Today, we will talk about basic features of the IBM Class Loader Analyzer. Later, we will build test applications, generate class and class loader leaks in test case 1, and we will cause class cast exceptions in test case 2. Then we will diagnose problems with a variety of artifacts, such as Java heap dump, Java class trace, and also IBM Java core with the IBM Class Loader Analyzer and other tools. Then we will finish up this session with a summary and additional resources, followed by question and answers. Page 3, please. The IBM Class Loader Analyzer can read Java verbose class traces and IBM Java Core. Java Core is an IBM implementation of Java thread dump. The tool will visualize class loaders with loaded classes and libraries in order to detect leaks and abnormalities. In order to run the tool, we need to have a Java runtime environment, version 6 or higher. And we also need Java class loader trace, which can be enabled by dash verbose colon class command line option. If you are running an IBM Java runtime environment, Java Core will be very handy because it contains class and class loader related information as well as a regular Java thread dump information. Page 4, please. The tool can detect a class loader leak suspect from Java Core file. It can also detect suspect classes, which is usually loaded multiple times from class loader trace. It will give you the number of class loaders, classes, and loaded libraries from Java Core. It can also provide class loader and a class tree view from Java Core, and you can see loaded libraries in tree view for class loaders. And these are just the major features, and the tool is packed with many useful features. It can also automatically detect whether you are feeding Java Core or class trace. And you can also see jar and the class tree view from class trace as well. Page 5, please. So test case 1. We will build two test cases. We will create a class loader leak, and later we will create a class cast exception. In test case 1, we're going to write a group of classes to generate a class load leak and run the test case. And we will use the IBM class load analyzer to detect class load leak from Java core. In case Java cores are not available, you can use the IBM heap analyzer to find the class leak or class load leak from Java heap dump. If none of them are available, we can run the test case again with the class trace and use the IBM class load analyzer to detect class load leaks from the verbose class trace, which is provided by Java runtime on any Java implementation. Okay, I heard a question from our audience. What is a class loader, by the way? That's a good question. We could spend hours to talk about class loaders, and getting into detail might be out of scope of this session, but let's go over briefly the concept of class loader and class loading mechanism and also class loading policies before we move on. When we start a Java runtime environment, the Java virtual machine locates and also loads a group of classes like bootstrap classes and extension classes and user classes. The bootstrap classes include classes like those that comprise the Java system platform and the core Java library. And the extension classes are optional packages of classes for application developers to extend the functionality of the core Java platform. And the user classes are provided by application developers. They do not usually fall into extension classes. So each set of class is loaded by different class loaders. So a class loader is responsible for locating the binary forms of classes and interfaces with given binary class names or interface names. A class loader uses a delegation model to locate classes, interfaces, and resources. By default, a class loader will delegate class and resource loading to its parent class loader before trying to load the class or resources by itself. In a Java virtual machine, there are three major class loaders. They are bootstrap class loader for bootstrap classes, and the extensions class loader for extension classes, and the application class loader for user classes. The class loaders maintain hierarchical relationships among them. The extension class loader is the parent for the application class loader, and the bootstrap class loader is the parent for the extensions class loader. And the bootstrap class loader doesn't have any parent class loader. I think that's enough for now for us to move on. Page 6, please. So here is a group of source code. You can see we have a comment line and package and import statement, and we have a class definition here. So we're going to build a class named leaktest in the leaktest.java file. In the main method, we will create new instances from instance generators, new instance method, and we're going to add them to an array list in an infinite loop. So probably we'll hit out of memory error. Page 7, please. So here, just an empty class, leak class. It implements interface, leak class interface. That's placeholder. Page 8, please. So this is the leak class interface. We talked about previous page. It doesn't have any fields or methods, just for clarification. And page 9, please. Here's an instance generator class. So in the new instance method of this instance generator, we're going to create a new instance of leak class loader. And load the class leak class, and then create an instance of leak class and finally return it. Page 10, please. So here we have leak class loader out of URL class loader. So we're going to generate class and class loader leak with this class. We could extend Java lang class loader to create a class loader, but we will extend Java net URL class loader to save time by overriding load class method. The load class method in the Java lang class loader checks whether a class has already been loaded. If the class has not been loaded, the load class method delegates the search for the class to its parent class loader. We talked about that in the previous chart. And if the class is not found by the parent class loader, the load class method invokes the method findClass for the current class loader to load the class. So in order to cause a leak on a leak class, we will override load class method of Java net URL class loader in this class loader. So this will prevent the parent class loader from searching for a leak class. It will invoke the method findClass for the current class loader to find the leak class. For other classes, the method loadClass calls loadClass method of Java lang class loader, which is the parent. Page 11, please. So we wrote a couple of classes and interfaces, and we're going to compile these and run it. So if we did it right, then we should get out of memory error. Page 12, please. So in an IBM Java runtime environment, we can take a class dump, which is part of IBM Java thread dump. That's Java core. Sending signal 3 to the Java process will trigger the dump as well. On Windows systems, you can use control break from Java console. Take Java core. Page 13, please. So this is class dump taken from Java core, which is IBM thread dump. Because it's a text file, we can easily understand the content of the class dump, but sometimes it's overwhelming to skim through thousands of lines of class and class loader entries. The IBM class loader analyzer is very handy when we need to debug the very large amount of class dumps in the Java core. Page 14, please. So we need to use a Java runtime environment version 6 or higher to run the tool. Depending on configuration of your system's Java runtime environment, you could execute a jar file by just clicking on the file from your operating system's user interface or typing the path name of jar file from command line interface, just like an ordinary executable file. If none of them seem to work or you don't have time to configure those jar runtime environment, you can just use command line interface. So here we have Java space dash jar space and the jar file name. So if Java launcher is not in your path, then you need to specify absolute path of the Java launcher. So when we first start the tool, we will have a chance to read and accept or decline license agreement. If you decline the license agreement, then the program will terminate and you need to destroy all the copies of the program. If you accept license agreement, you should be able to see the initial screen like this. Page 15, please. You can navigate the tool with menus and icons and toolbars or key shortcuts, like a key combination of a Control X to exit from the tool. The console frame provides you with an important message just from the tool. But first, we need to open the Java core from file menu. On the file menu, there are open, verbose class, Java core, and close files, and close all files, and exit menu items. So if you select File, Open verbose slash Java Core menu item, you can analyze Java verbose class trace or IBM Java Core file. So let's select Java Core and click on Open button. Page 16, please. So here is the result from the parsing of the Java Core. So whenever the file is successfully loaded, we should be able to see this kind of information on the screen. So at the bottom of the property value screen, you can see the analysis result, like class loader leak suspect, and says leak class loader is loaded 6,228 times, 99.94%. So the tool identified a class or class loader leak suspect. So the class, the leak class loader, which we wrote a couple of charts before, that is loaded as many as 6,228 times. And that's 99.94% of total class loadings. So we have answer. Diagnosis done. So the problem is in the leak class loader. But if you are not convinced, then we can look around more. Page 17, please. If you would like to get more information, then you can select Dump in the file list and click on Analysis menu. So as you can see, there is Suspect view, and Tree view, and Class Loader view, and Library view menu items. So if you select Analysis and select Suspect view, you can see more about the suspect. Page 18, please. So here is Suspect view. The suspect view indicates that the class, the name is leak class loader, loaded 6,228. So that number is from the classes column. And the class, leak class, is the only class it loaded. So in this simple test case, we have only four class loaders, as you can see. The first one is the leak class loader that we just built. And we also see three more below that class loader. So I guess you can remember the class loaders we learned in the previous chart. We can see the boost class loader that's marked as a system surrounded by asterisk, and the extensions class loader and application class loader. So the screen is so tiny, so you need to adjust the width of a class loader column to see the full class loader names. But we do have the three major class loaders as well as the class loader we wrote on the screen. So if we had a lot of class loaders, like dozens or hundreds, then we can take advantage of the search class with regular expressions at the bottom of the screen to filter out class loaders you are interested. Page 19, please. Okay, let's go back to analysis menu and select the tree view to visualize class and class loader hierarchy like this. In this tree view, we can easily find which classes are loaded from which class loaders. So we can see that the leak class loaders are loaded from app class loader. If we expand the leak class loader, we can see leak class under leak class loader. So we can visualize the leak class is loaded by leak class loader, which is loaded by app class loader, and which is loaded by ext class loader. And the first column represents number of classes loaded in current class loader and the child load class loaders. The second column in the bracket represents number of classes loaded from the current class loader. And the third column shows the name of class or class loader. And the fourth column has the address of class or class loader. And the last column, it shows type of cholesterols. There are a total of 8 cholesterol types. So let me explain most common types. The first one is primordial cholesterol. That's also known as booster cholesterol, we learned. This cholesterol is responsible for loading only the classes that are from core Java API. These classes are the most trusted and used to bootstrap the Java virtual machine. The other one is extensions cholesterol. It can load classes that are in optional extensions package in the extensions directory. And another one is shareable class loader. This class loader loads shared classes. And we also have a system class loader, like a bootstrap class loader, extensions class loader, and other Java system class loaders are called system class loader. And we also have an application class loader. So this class loader is responsible for loading classes from Java class path. So that indication is presented at the last column of the tree view. Page 20, please. So here we have a class loader view. So if you select analysis and then class loader view, then we can see this class loader view. From class loader view, we can see class loaders and loaded classes and number of loaded classes. So here we have app class loader loaded 6,233 classes. And next one, leak class loader loaded 6,228 classes. So if you select the app class loader, you can find what classes are loaded from app class loader. So we have 4 different classes loaded from app class loader, and total of 6,233 classes are loaded from the app class loader. The screen is so small that you cannot see the 4 classes on the right-hand side, but they are instance generator and leak class interface and leak class loader and leak test, the ones we built previously. Page 21, please. So if you select analysis and the library view, you can see loaded libraries for each class loader. So we have 3 libraries loaded by system class loader. Page 22, please. And there are other menus available, like this one. You can change user interface experience with options, user interface profiles menu icon. There are Nimbus and system and Java user interface options. You can also choose your system's web browser or tools internal web browser to read the tools help contents by selecting options and help content from the menu item. Page 23, please. If you select help content, you can read all documents about the tool. And you can also click on Help and About menu item to see the basic information of the tool. And you can access license agreement from the Help menu as well. So what if you do not have IBM Java runtime? Then you do not have Java core. So you could use Java heapdumps, which are widely available from a variety of Java runtime implementations. So on most IBM Java platforms, Java heapdump is generated automatically by default when you are running out of memory. On certain Java platforms, you need to specify the command in the command line option. For example, on Java virtual machine from Oracle, you need to use command line option like heapdump on out of memory error to generate Java heap dump when out of memory error is thrown. That option was first introduced in Java 1.42 update about 12 and also Java 5 update 7 from Oracle Java Platform. So you probably should be able to use that option unless you have a very old version of Java Virtual Machine. If you cannot just sit and wait for the out-of-memory error, you can force Java hit dumps. On IBM Java platforms, you can set environment variable, like IBM underscore hip dump, or the other one, IBM underscore hip underscore dump to true, and send a signal 3 to the Java process. If you are running a Java runtime from the Oracle, you need to add a command line option like agent lib, hprop equals, hip equals dump, command line option to enable forced Java dump. For detailed information for each implementation of Java, you can always refer to the document from the Java runtime environment vendors. Page 24, please. So if we have a Java heap dump, you can use your any favorite Java heap dump analysis tool to analyze Java heap dump. So in this session, we will use the IBM Heap Analyzer to diagnose cluster leaks. So we have on this screen, we just fire up the IBM Heap Analyzer. As soon as we can see the Heap Analyzer screen, you can just drag and drop Java heap dump file to the tool, or file open menu to open the heap dump, or you can just click on the icon in the toolbar to bring the heap dump into the tool. Page 25, please. So here is the screen as soon as the heap dump is processed and analyzed. If you click on Analysis tab, the IBM Heap Analyzer will show you a leak suspect after parsing the Java heap dump. So here we can see about 98.2% of Java heap is used by the leak class based on the analysis of IBM Heap Analyzer. Page 26, please. If you click on Leak Suspect tab, you can see the leak suspect table. Let's look at each leak suspect by invoking list all entries context menu with the right mouse click. Page 27, please. So we have now a suspect list in the table format. So these are individual classes. So if you're wondering how each leak class looks like in each reference tree, then you can invoke Find Object in Tree View context menu with right mouse click. Page 28, please. So here's a tree view of the suspect class. So you can see a class loader and the peer leak class object in the reference tree view. So this is very handy when you debug this kind of problem. Page 29, please. Okay, what if you cannot use Java heap dumps either? So the last one we can try is verbose class trace from Java launcher option. But you'll probably have to restart your Java virtual machine, because we need to enable this trace and restart the test case. So the option is dash verbose colon class. So this will display information about each class loading information. Page 30, please. So if you select file and option, I'm sorry, file and open verbose class / Java core menu item, and you can analyze Java verbose class trace. So as soon as verbose trace is parsed, a suspect class is displayed like this at the bottom of the screen. Page 31, please. So if you click on the suspect class, then you can see the list of containers from which the class is loaded. So we have a leak class, but it was loaded multiple times, as you can see from the screen. Page 32, please. Let's select analysis and suspect view to get more information about the suspect class. The tool shows that the class is loaded 9,883 times, and also the list of class loaders that loaded the class. Page 33, please. And if you select analysis and tree view, you can see the class or class loader tree representation, and also container class loader. Page 34, please. So I guess you encountered Java, lang, class, cast exception, similar to this kind of stack trace and message. So we can find the root causes of this problem with the verbose trace, also verbose class trace, and IBM class loader analyzer. Page 35, please. So we have another class here. We have comment line, package, import statement, and we have a class definition here. So we will generate a class cast exception by casting object instantiated from a different runtime class, an instance returned from cls.newInstance is instantiated from a class loaded from a custom class loader. Then we will cast it with a class loaded from a different class loader. Even though we have two classes that those have the same binary name, but they are different runtime classes because they are loaded from two different class loaders. Page 36, please. So we compile the test class cast exception, the Java file, and run it. So we need to enable this option, --verbose:class, to enable trace regarding class loading information. Page 37, please. So we select the file, then open --verbose:class/java-core menu item, or just drag and drop the verbose class trace to the tool. We can see the screen like this. So we have analysis already ready on the bottom of the screen. We have a suspect class loaded with multiple loads, and we see the class name here. Page 38, please. If you click on the suspect class, class containers are displayed like this. So we have classes loaded from two different containers. I'll say same containers, but several times in this case. A container is where a class is loaded from. It could be a file, like a jar file, or it could be a directory or any other resource that a class loader can load a class from. Page 39, please. If you select analysis and then suspect view to list all the suspects, we are interested in the classes with multiple containers because those classes are probably loaded multiple times from different class loaders. Fortunately, we see only one class with multiple containers, but you could expect to see more than that in a less than perfect environment. Page 40, please. Now let's select the test class cast exception class to get detailed information about the class. On the right-hand side, on property and value table, we can see the list of containers, and the number of times loaded, and the name of class. Page 41, please. So if you click on one of the containers, it will expand, and you can see which classes are loaded from the container. page 42, please. And let's take a look at a tribute by selecting analysis and tribute menu item. So you can see system class loader, system container, as well as this directory. And we can see classes loaded from the containers. Page 43, please. If you select a container from the tree view, you can see detailed information in the window on the right-hand side, like a container name and number of classes loaded from the container, and also the list of the loaded classes. If classes with the same binary name are loaded multiple times, you can see duplicate entries in the loaded classes like this. Page 44, please. Okay, today we learned that Java class and class load leaks and other class loader related problems can be diagnosed by analyzing IBM Java Core, Java Heap Dump, or Java Verbose class trace with the IBM Class Loader Analyzer and IBM Heap Analyzer. And you can find the links to the tools from my website on the cover page of the presentation if you're interested in downloading a copy or getting more information. Page 45, please. Now, this chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. You can visit the WebSphere Support Technic Exchange site to learn more about upcoming WebSphere Support Technic Exchange webcast, like this one we attended today, and access previously recorded presentations. The IBM DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information. You can also visit WebSphereUserGroup.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-helping modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. And the SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open or update and view PMRs online. And the My Notification link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. So let me hand over the call to David for a while. He'll be talking about upcoming webcast suggestions and other important information. I'll come back for a question and answer session after that. David, please go ahead.
Thank you, Jinu, for a great presentation. And finally, don't forget to connect with us. You can be notified about upcoming webcasts related to the product and topics discussed today by subscribing to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange mailing list. Simply send an email to wsehelp@us.ipm.com with the subject WSTE subscribe. Also, if there is a topic you would like to see scheduled, or if you have any comments that would help us improve our future webcasts, please let us know at that same email address. You could also connect with us through our Facebook page and our Twitter account. Talk to us and let us know how we can make this program even better for you. We welcome any ideas that you may have. Thanks again for your participation. At this time, Julie, we would like to open the lines for questions.
We do have a question. One moment. Chakri, your line is open.
Hi, Jinu.
Hi.
I asked a question in the chat, too. What's the difference between Threat Analyzer and the Class Loader Analyzer, and how is it helpful for debugging an issue? What is the difference between those in debugging the problems?
Okay. Thank you, Chakri. This question is the difference between IBM Class Loader Analyzer and IBM Threat Dump Analyzer. So as the names indicate, the class load analyzer will parse class trace, like a dash verbose colon class, so that trace, as well as class dump portion from Java Core. So the class load analyzer will parse those information to find any class leak or classes loaded multiple times from the same jar or same class directory. Whereas ThreadDump Analyzer will parse thread dumps, which includes IBM Java Core as well as any other thread dumps from different vendors. Then it will detect hang or resource contention or monitor deadlock. So there are two different tools, but they do parse same Java Core.
Yeah, they use the same Java Core and extract information.
That's right. Because Java Core contains class dump as well as thread dumps. That's why we have some confusion about
And when we're talking about class dumps or class loaders, we can see the same information in heap dumps, right? Why do we need a special tool again for this?
Because sometimes heap dumps are huge.
Okay.
Right? Because we see usually more than 200 meg at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Java Core is usually less than megabyte.
Okay.
I didn't see any bigger Java Core like 100 meg or 200 meg like that. Less than a megabyte. So it's very lightweight and it doesn't consume much CPU or hard disk, right? And you can take heap Java Core maybe in every other second and they will not affect your product environment.
Okay,
so that's an additional alternative for you to investigate this kind of problem.
Can I go a little bit deviate from the existing situation question? And I have a present situation here in one of the environments. I am seeing a lot of not the core dump, but it's the core, what do you call that? Sorry. The system cores that generating, not the heap dumps, but the core dumps and the snap files, snap traces. It's occasionally generating these huge core dumps and snap traces along with Java cores. At that time, it's not generating heap dumps. It's generating only three files, snap files, snap traces, core dumps, and Java cores. At what point end of time it will this kind of situation occurs? Like, it's not a huge application. It's constantly happening. So what triggers a core dump versus a heap dump?
So the question is that you are getting Java Core as well as IBM Java System Dump.
System Dump, yeah.
Yeah,
and the snap traces.
Yeah, snap traces. So those are only from IBM Java Runtime Environment. You do not see those files on other vendors' Java platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we see those files, we expect that out of memory or crash or any other very fatal event has happened. So if you do not see a Java heap dump, then I don't expect it could be out of memory problem. But if you take a look at Java Core, in the first dozens of lines, you can identify what triggered these files. So it could be crash, or it could be out of memory error. It could be anything.
But okay.
It must be a very significant fatal problem because that is very huge files usually, and
they're very huge. Yeah. That's another issue that's causing problems.
So probably you need to take a look at the cause of problem and investigate what happened. Even though we don't have a Java heap dumps, and this might be out of memory error situation with the Java heap exhaustion case. Fortunately, IBM Java System Dump contains heap dump inside of the dump, so you can use IBM Heap Analyzer or any other tools that support IBM System Dump format.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll work on it. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I'm showing no further questions.
Thank you. We do have one question in the group chat. How is class unloading handled in Class Loader Analyzer?
I don't quite understand the question correctly. So person who posted that question, you could send email to me. The address is gino@us.ibm.com. Then I'll respond to you with detailed information.
Great. And I put up slide one. where your email address is available on slide one of today's presentation.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, Janu. I don't see any other questions, so at this time, we will conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation, and we hope you'll join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Remember, a replay of today's presentation will also be available on this site in the next day or two. Thanks very much for joining us today, and thank you, Janu, for presenting today.
Thank you for your participation. You may disconnect at this time.